Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. A former Davenport alderman has been sentenced to 2 years probation for lying to a grand jury last year. Today, a federal judge sentenced Bill Boom to 2 years of probation, ordered him to pay a $5,000 fine, a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund, and perform 80 hours of community service. Boom pleaded guilty in April after being charged with lying to a grand jury in connection with a methamphetamine drug case. He was facing up to 5 years in prison for the crime. Boom's 2-year probation sentence includes not using illegal drugs and participating in a substance abuse treatment program. The mayor of Davenport wants to continue serving. This week, Frank Klipsch announced he'll run this fall for a second term. First elected 2 years ago, Klipsch says he's proud of what he's been able to accomplish, but that there's a lot more to do.
My whole promise was that we were going to be more collaborative, more in partnership, and more transparent. And all of those things have fortunately been evolving and becoming very positive. And now I think it's time that with all the transparency and opportunities for collaboration and partnership, we get even more people involved.
Klipsch says he's proud of his work to promote jobs and economic development and make sure the city updates its streets and sewers. If a primary election is needed, it will be held in October, with a general election on November 7th. Nearly 200 race cart drivers will flock to Rock Island this weekend to compete in what organizers say is the country's largest street carting race. Participants will travel up to 80 miles per hour in 17 different races in the downtown district. Organizer Roger Ruthart says the Rock Island Grand Prix will draw people from coast to coast in the U.S., as well as from Canada and Bermuda.
There's really no home field advantage. Everybody just sort of shows up and, you know, gets a couple practice rounds and goes racing. So, I mean, it's on the motorsports map. I mean, you can talk to people in NASCAR or IndyCar or some of the other forms of motorsports, and they'll tell you they know about Rock Island because of the Grand Prix.
Streets in downtown Rock Island will be blocked off for the free event from 17th to 20th Street and 1st to 5th Avenue on Saturday and Sunday. The races will also be viewable via live stream for the first time this year. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.